Time to get to work. Top of the evening, and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. Glad to have you with me this 26th day of January 2011, live right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to take just a moment, first and foremost, to thank not only the people who chose to take advantage of our Chapman special last night, and it's been going on throughout the course of the day, but most importantly to me, to all of you who not only called me last night and today, and the emails I've received in response to last night's program. As many of you notice, contrary to what my predecessor did, on Tuesday evenings you spend nearly 2 hours of economic conversation with John and Bob Chapman, and I have made some decisions that rarely will I continue on with economic discussion for the course of the subsequent hour. The subject that we got into last night dealt with traitors. It dealt with the Candyman and his, at that time, upcoming State of the Disunion address of last night, and another commentary. I'm amazed at the number of calls and the response I received to our discussion, our approach about, I guess in some misguided direction, my own interpretation of the State of the Union. The first problem is there is little union left in this nation anymore, and I'm not just talking about it from the standpoint of what Abraham Lincoln envisioned. I'm talking about this disjointed so-called union that takes place in Washington, D.C. These characters all choose to sit together last night. They co-mingled, the Democrats and the Republicans, and it was interesting. One side would applaud, the other side would applaud. The whole thing was a sham as far as I'm concerned. I didn't watch it. I've seen bits and pieces of it throughout the course of the day. Did not even turn on my normal television news programs today. I refused to do it. Anyway, let's take a real brief moment. We've got about 1 minute left. Let's knock through what many of you expect to hear at this hour of the night. And that is some basic market reports of the day. The Dow closed just shy of that 12,000-point mark today, and yet when you take a look at the CBO forecast, very frightening fodder for both parties, things are not looking as good as they would believe. We're looking at $1.5 trillion budget deficit for fiscal year 2010-11. So stay with us. We will be back to conclude market reports and move forward.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you got a minute and you like to sit down, I know a place around the corner, still open down now. So boy, what's your name, what do you do? Either you don't look familiar or look like you used to, but rather you're from here or I'm from out of town. A girl like me sure would like to show you around.
Little Renee Olmsted, Midnight in Austin. And my prayers and wishes go out to my good friend down in Austin tonight, who may still be celebrating at midnight if he's lucky. Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Let's get to some market reports. I've got a full solid hour tonight, and if you think that some of the comments last night were harsh, well, we're going to get to some questions tonight. Try to get you to use your head a little bit. What happened to the markets today? Dow Jones Industrial up a whopping 8 points to close at 11,986. The NASDAQ was up 20, ending at 2740. S&P 500 was up 5 points, closing at 1,297. Now, understand, I round these figures out a lot for most of you because it's just simpler. Global Dow up 2 points during the extended hours of trading at 2,168. Moving on to oil. Oil is back on the upward move again, up 22 cents today, closing at $87.55 a barrel. Over on the precious metals side of the aisle, I never deal so much with openings and closings. We've got to take a look at where the market is right now. And in the aftermarkets, okay, although gold is right now down $1.60 an ounce, last night at this time, gold was at about $1,355 an ounce. It's at $1,344.50 right now. And yet, due to my negotiations with our supplier over last night's Chapman offering for the 20 Swiss franc pieces, we have been able to lock in yesterday's prices on the gold. So if you're interested in taking advantage of Swiss 20 franc, the pre-1933 Swiss 20 franc offering, remember, $285 a coin, $5,700 for a 20-pack. I've got notes all over, and I can't even find all my notes. What's 5,700 times 2? If you're interested in a 40-pack, double that at $11,400, and yet a 50-pack had an even better break. So any calls, you can call me later at 800-691-7898. But tonight is not a marketing night, okay? It's that simple. Silver up 13 cents in the aftermarket, currently at $27.74. Platinum up a dollar, currently at $1,811 an ounce. Palladium and rhodium, well, we're not really buying them, so let's not pay too much attention to that stuff at the present time. That's kind of what the day has been like. Now, one brief little thing that came out of Wall Street today. From the Wall Street Journal about 3 hours ago, The Federal Reserve will continue, they announced today, to buy government bonds to boost the recovery, even as it acknowledged that the U.S. economy looks in better shape. The Fed also kept interest rates unchanged. Well, if the economy looks to be in better shape and you want to keep spending taxpayer dollars to fund your various degrees of quantitative easing, well, that tells me that you really don't believe that the economy is improving. At their first policy-setting meeting of 2011, central bank officials voted unanimously today to push ahead with their $600 billion purchase plan, though three of the four new Federal Open Market Committee members have been critical of the move. Still, the full backing won by Federal Chairman Helicopter Ben could indicate to financial markets that the program is likely to be completed. Well, federal officials have noted some progress in consumer spending, but said they still see the economy constrained by high unemployment, slow income growth, tight credit, a continued declining real estate market, and it goes on and on and on and on. So that's kind of the end of our economic commentary for this hour. Over the years, the nearly 16 years that I've been broadcasting, and I guess to some degree professionally involved as a political agitator, commentator, whatever the case may happen to be, and then going back even to the days back in the 1980s where, yes, I ran for political office. Not political office in the way you think, senator, representative, etc. I ran for a school board office. Mr. Bordoff, I need you to stick a piece of music on very quickly. I have a delivery I have to take. Please, set up some music on very quickly. It'll be about 1 minute. Are we there? Thanks. Sorry about that. We had to, that doesn't happen very often, but I've been waiting for delivery, and sure enough, it showed up and had to be signed for. Good old Federal Express. The reason I bring up the comment is because there's one of the things I've tried to watch over these last 30, 35 odd years, and a question that comes up very often. You know, we talk in generalities out here, and we talk about the bad news of each administration, and oh, this guy did this, and this guy said that, and oh, it's costing us this. We tend to talk about things almost strictly in economic terms. The question I want to pose to you tonight, what have we lost? What have we truly lost in this country? Most Americans have no clue about what has been done to us because it happened very slowly over time. It's the old proverbial frog in the water routine. Now, when things happen gradually, the inclination of people is to disconnect occurrences from their causes and accept whatever unfolds as being the result of random events. And yet in politics, we all know, nothing happens by accident. And where this nation is today is the result of a deliberate plan devised by a group of men who place their interests above all other considerations. Principles, honor, truth, ideals, and our overall well-being mean absolutely nothing to these people. Their greed, their lust for power, overrides everything, and the price we paid and will continue to pay because of them is, well, frankly, it's quite horrendous. What we will attempt to do during the course of the balance of this program is hopefully to make you, and more respectively, I guess, newer listeners, to make you aware of what we have lost, because the truth is the only thing we have left of value in these final hours of tribulation. Now, before we proceed, first of all, we need to know who our enemy is. Oh, enemy is the correct word to use for these people, because they dissolve the republic to which we still foolishly pledge allegiance. Did you understand what I just said? The enemy is the right word to use for these people because they dissolve the republic to which we foolishly pledge allegiance. The name they use today, of course, is the New World Order. Now, this label is deceptive because New World Order is not really a New World Order. Instead, it's the same old order that Americans fought in our Revolutionary War. Oh, true, the battles of this war were against the military might of Great Britain, but unknown to most is the fact that at that time, England was under the thumb of a group of international bankers and power brokers. And you know who they were, and still are. That very statement is validated by one of our most illustrious founding fathers. You know, the guy who flew the kite? The guy who's on the C note, the $100 bill. Ben Franklin, who said, "The inability of the colonists to get power to issue their own money permanently out of the hands of King George III and the international bankers was the prime reason for the Revolutionary War." Now, another important thing to know is that the same people who were behind this so-called New World Order are also the people who were behind our Federal Reserve Bank. I emphasize the term our because the Fed, as we all know, is a private corporation which does not belong to us. It is not a part of our or their government. In truth, a saying that you've all heard, the Fed is no more federal than Federal Express and is not a reserve of any kind. Instead of being anything its name implies, the Fed is a front organization for the New World Order and their prime source of revenue. Congress passed the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, and this unconstitutional legislation gave the Fed the means to siphon off the wealth and prosperity of this nation. And having this power made these criminals rich beyond anyone's wildest dreams, and this wealth enabled them to corrupt and control anything and everything they wish. Included in their choices were our governments and the major institutions of our society. And the two institutions they coveted most, for reasons which should be obvious, are our media and entertainment industries, and we will get back to you in just a minute.
It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove my life.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The question is posted to us. How much money have they, the controllers, the so-called New World Order and Federal Reserve thieves, how much have they stolen from us? It's not possible to calculate the sum with any definitive degree of certainty, but it is to equal to the total amount we borrowed from the Fed over the past 100 years, plus the interest on that debt over the same period of time. Upon passage of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, Congress authorized the Fed to create, out of thin air, the very money we borrow from them, which we are obligated to pay back plus interest. Now understand, when I talk about they, the government, our so-called representatives borrow money from the Federal Reserve, and yet they require us to make recompense. Now hang on to your hat, folks, because the money we pay back to the Fed, unlike the money they loan us, it's not created out of thin air. Instead, it is in dollars we earn through our industry, through our hard work. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, this is scandalous, especially when one considers that we would not have to pay the Fed a damn thing if Congress coined or created our money as our Constitution required. In truth, the Fed is nothing more than a gang of hold-up men who are robbing us blind. And the worst aspect of all of this is that Congress has made themselves an accomplice to this very crime by not only providing the guns used, not only by holding these guns to our heads while we're being robbed, not only by collecting and turning our money over to them, but also by sanctioning their crime through a legislative act so that they will never be brought to justice and can continue stealing from us forever. Them? Who is them? Them is they. As absurd and ridiculous as all of this is, it becomes even more absurd and ridiculous when one considers the fact that we are getting nothing for our money. In 1913, when the Federal Reserve Act was under consideration, proponents urged its adoption because the Fed would moderate booms and busts in our economy. And yet, my friends, they have failed miserably in this regard. And we only have to look to the Great Depression of 1929 and the 1930s and the recession we're in now to know the truth of all of this. Let's face it, they weren't moderating booms and busts. They were creating it. But what this means is that all the money paid the Fed over the past 100 years was paid in exchange for nothing. Now, saying this again, I guess to some degree more forcefully, if you will, in flagrant and grievous violation of our Constitution, Congress has given the Fed trillions of dollars of our hard-earned money in exchange for nothing. Zip. Nada. Squat. Butkus. Think about the enormity of all of this. The Fed was a scam from its very inception, and the people who we elect to look out for our best interests have made all of us victims of this fraudulent criminal enterprise. And so, to return to the original question, what have we lost? Well, obviously, we've lost the trillions of dollars that the New World Order has stolen from us, but this is the least of it, because this money has allowed the Fed to play the tune this nation has danced to for the past nearly 100 years. Included in this dance are two world wars, the Great Depression, our present permanent recession, and the perpetual war on terror, which is further draining this nation of its wealth and resources. Beyond all of this, since laying claim to the entire world, the New World Order is now a curse upon every living being on this sorely abused and overstressed planet. Because of the Fed, we've lost our heritage, and the nation bequeathed us by the founding fathers. The American experiment in Republican democracy. Well, what does that mean? We're not a democracy, we're a republic. You just keep buying into that line of crap, don't you? We were founded as a Republican democracy, Republican not being the party. But that's a story for another day. I guess that I'm one of the few broadcasters that ever got it, because probably 15 years ago, I did an entire program on that very issue, trying to get people to understand. Look in the dictionary, find the word republic, find the word democracy, and find the massive intertwining. And it's there. You cannot have one without the other. Well, you can. But we were truly founded as a republican democracy. And all that was the result of 4,000 years of governmental development, and beyond question, it was the greatest form of government ever devised by man. That was the genius. When we return from this break, we'll explain further.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Duke Ellington and the orchestra, one of the greatest jazz band leaders, an amazing songwriter, although many of his most famous pieces were actually written by Billy Strayhorn. Talking about the Federal Reserve tonight, talking about what we have lost as a nation, as a peoples, as a Republican democracy. You see, our forebears, our forefathers, they were blessed because the government they lived under truly was of the people, by the people, for the people. All Americans had a sacred duty to protect and preserve this government and pass it on to each generation, to posterity, as it were. And yet in this, we have failed. And today, the ideal which once was our government is as dead as a doornail. And because of this thing we call the New World Order, the sovereignty of nations is being relegated to the dustbin of history, not just of this nation, but of nations all around the world. You see, most people think that globalization is the subordination of the world's governments to the gods and trade of commerce. And while there's an element of truth to all of this, trade and commerce are not the only driving forces behind this thing we call globalization. A more sinister force is the New World Order, which will be better positioned to manage and control the world if governments are no longer sovereign. That is their ultimate goal. The World Trade Organization is the prime vehicle for accomplishing all of this. And in the not too distant future, nations will be similar to our states, where when push comes to shove, the New World Order will have the final say on everything. Now, if you have doubts about all of this, open your eyes. Look at what is happening in the United States. Do your own research. And I know that some of you listeners don't have access to the internet. You choose not to be involved with the computer. You may be listening on satellite. You may be listening to a local micro rebroadcaster. You may be listening to a rerun because you've got a friend who tapes the program and then shares worthwhile programs with you. Look at what we've witnessed over the last 20-odd years. Treaties like GATT and NAFTA and CAFTA. GATT's the one I always loved. Many of you are old enough to remember the old gangster movies of the 1930s, the great Warner Brothers films with Edward G. Robinson and Jimmy Cagney and Bogart, etc. Cagney was always the good one. Because back in those films, a GAT was a gun. Hey, you dirty rat, I'll get my GAT, I'll come after you. They were holding a GAT to your head. I think that some twisted SOB naming that treaty knew exactly what they were calling it. And so when you have treaties like this, they strip away our sovereignty. They've eliminated the constitutionally provided role that our Congress is supposed to play in managing trade and relations with foreign nations. But then you get the candy man who brings in all these czars so he can circumvent the cabinet positions, etc., etc. Add in the double whammies of open borders, which enable hordes, it's H-O-A-R-D-S, of illegal immigrants to swarm over us, plus an absurd level of legal immigration, and you begin to get the picture, don't you? And now include the fact that our government is destroying what remains of the dollars we have. And by the way, the dollar was down against the Japanese, whatever it is today, the yen or whatever their currency is. You know, and yet everything is getting better. Who's zooming who? As Aretha Franklin once said. So we got this government destroying what remains of the dollars we have, which have not been stolen by the Fed. The picture becomes quite complete now, does it not? You see, as a people, we are being marginalized, driven into poverty, stripped of our rights with the cooperation and complicity of the very people we send to Washington to represent us, to represent we, the people, not to represent a political ideology or a party, but to represent we, the people. This is our fate, my friends, because what is left of the United States or of the United States remains a threat to the New World Order's plans for complete and total domination. Not just of this nation, but of the entire world. It's not called a New American Order. It's called a New World Order. And therefore, their goal is that America must go so the New World Order can grow. And because of the New World Order, we have also lost the rule of law, both here at home and on the international stage. The New World Order, for the most part, is a dictatorship. It is a criminal enterprise. This being the case, it has no respect for the law, does not want to be inhibited nor restrained by it in any way. That's why I've said for so many years, let the mafia take over control of this country. At least there was a degree of honor among thieves. This is, my friends, our fate. For all these reasons, this criminal organization has ensured that government officials who do their bidding are no longer accountable under the law. And to see this is the case, all we have to do is look no further than a Bill Clinton or a George Bush, daddy and sonny boy, and of course this current usurper to the throne, the Candyman. Uncle Ream Us, Count Chocula, whatever you want to call the guy. Barry Satoru, I don't care. Clinton, of course, sexual predator. He obstructed justice and committed felony perjury while in office. And despite all the evidence against him, not only did the Senate fail to remove him for office for his crimes, but our then Attorney General failed to indict him after the Senate wrongfully let him off the hook. This is a good old boys club, baby. Are these absurdities hard to understand? No, Bill Clinton was a hand-picked protege of the New World Order who delivered this nation under the clutches of the World Trade Organization. Hand-picked? How could Bill Clinton be hand-picked? Come on, people. Wake the flock up. That's F-L-O-C-K, something you do to a Christmas tree. Bill Clinton, as a high school student in 1963, this poor boy from Hope, Arkansas, a town that thankfully nobody'd ever heard of until 1992, was handpicked to go visit and meet and shake hands with then-President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Oh, we've seen the photos. Little high school boy with his T-shirt on, going to see John F. Kennedy. How did Bill Clinton get picked? He just happened to be at the right time, in the right place? Well, the rumor has been down in Arkansas for years that Bill Clinton was the illegitimate son of a Rockefeller. You see, Mama Clinton, Virginia Kelly, I guess her name was, apparently spent a stint as a kind of a housekeeper and a maid in the then vice governor of Arkansas. And apparently, well, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You know, Bill liked to muck around the fountain, and I guess his mama liked to be mucked around the fountain with. So only a Rockefeller could potentially get hand-picked by the New World Order. Ooh, makes sense. How does a nowhere-nothing boy from Hope, Arkansas, get a scholarship to become a Rhodes Scholar and go to Oxford? Come on, people. It wasn't because he was that brilliant or had the top grades. It wasn't because he was that open, that honest with everybody. We've all heard the stories. How could the New World Order let such a valuable servant go down in history as a disgraced and defrocked president? Of course, then you got George Bush, president who invaded Iraq on a trumped-up lie, reestablished torture as an acceptable prerogative of war. We're talking junior here. Shrub, beyond all doubt, was a war criminal. But unfortunately for justice and all of mankind, he's gotten away with his crimes because they were committed at the behest of our New World Order masters. How could it possibly be any other way? Is it not in the best interest of the New World Order to have the institutions which are supposed to address crimes against humanity rendered dysfunctional? If this were not the case, how else could they wage war against those who oppose them? And now we come to Uncle Remus. Oh, that's not meant to be a racist statement, although I'm sure some of you will make that out of it. I don't mean Remus like, you know, R-E-M-U-S. It's Remus, R-E-A-M, capital U-S. He is reaming us, sticking it to us, to we, the people. This is the cat that's supposed to be our president. It's a fact that his father was not an American citizen. If Obama's father is not an American citizen, then Barack Obama is not a natural-born American, an American born of American parents. If Barack Obama is not a natural-born American, then he is not constitutionally qualified to be our president. But today, the Supreme Court once again said, sorry, this is a BS case. We're not going to hear this sucker. Everything's fine with us. We don't care. What's he got pictures of the Supreme Court justices down on their knees doing each other? Or are they doing little page boys over in the Congress? If he is not constitutionally qualified to be our president, then he is not our president. He sure ain't mine. You can have him. Despite what so many of us prefer to believe, it is a proven fact that our Constitution deems Barack Hussein Obama to be an imposter pretending to be our president. And of course, being lawyers, this is known by the vast majority of Congress. And yet, crybaby little weak suck boner, I won't call him Boehner, he really is a boner. It means he's a screw up. He's a joke. Boehner says, I'm fine with it. What do they got on him? I guess he's afraid to get bumped off, huh? Our Congress knows, but they will do nothing about it. And yet, despite the sacred oath that each and every one of them swore to preserve our Constitution, the Republic rats, the demagogues, Congress, and our Supreme Court refuse to address this constitutional abomination. Or Obamination. Have you noticed how the mainstream media focuses solely upon the issue of whether or not Obama was born in Hawaii and ignores the fact that his father is not an American citizen when this is the key issue which disqualifies him from being president? Forget about Hawaii. The key issue is, who's your daddy? Something you see on NFL football games every Sunday. Hi, Mom. They never say, hi, Dad. They don't know who their dad is. Of course, all of this is just an oversight on the part of all those educated reporters and high-paid media executives, I'm sure. Surely the New World Order has nothing to do with this sorry state of affairs, even though they control our media and relish foisting such constitutional absurdities upon a trusting and clueless American people. And boy, are we as a nation clueless. Of course, the New World Order has also stolen another little thing from us, something called truth. The Federal Reserve became the nation's central bank through deception and lies. And now we've been conned into accepting a criminal enterprise as a legitimate world government through deception and lies. Because our government is considered to be the leader of what we wrongfully refer to as the free world. It's a focal point for New World Order duplicity. Almost nothing our government tells us anymore is the truth, because honesty from our government would lead to panic and chaos. Therefore, our government is afraid of the truth and lies to us about everything. Such things as unemployment, the level of inflation, how our laws are made, how we are governed, the reasons we invade other nations, etc., etc. It's all BS. You see, my friends, we today are living up on the screen of our local movie theater. They don't call them movie theaters anymore. They're cineplexes all housed in some mall next to JCPenney's or Dillard's or whatever. We live in a world of fantasy where truth is a threat to the established order of things, and telling the truth by a government official is political suicide. I help you. In conclusion, the old or new world order, the AKA the Federal Reserve, it's all a group of demented criminals who have conned and bribed Congress into accepting a flawed and corrupt banking system, which has enabled these greedy men to amass vast fortunes, which they use to compromise and corrupt the governments of the world. And they now dominate to such a degree that they have created what they brazenly call this New World Order, and they use Daddy Bush to spring that three-word phrase on everybody, and everybody peed in their pants for about 3 minutes and then went back to sleep. You know, it's like the American public, what, he said New World Order? What is that? Well, they had a leaky bladder, they took care of what they did, and they went back to bed, and they're still sleeping. Now, I know the way I put some of these things is profoundly vulgar to some of you, but if that's what makes you listen and understand, then that's what it takes. All these people dominate to such a degree that they have created what they brazenly call this New World Order. Oh, and to be sure, yeah, the monetary and financial losses to these men they're unconscionable. The worst aspect of our situation is that the wealth they stole from us has put them in charge, and it spells disaster for all of mankind. They're absolutely the worst people to have making important decisions at this very critical time in our history. And furthermore, considering their track record, who do you think will benefit from the decisions they make? Do you really think that suddenly they'll become responsible leaders when everything they have done so far is the epitome of irresponsibility? Historically speaking, the first ones to be put to death by an invading nation are the scholars and the political leaders and the educators and, yes, voices like mine and John's and others. But one has got to understand. The New World Order cares about two things, only two, more power and more money. Now, there may be a couple of other things. No, that's it, power and money. The least two things it cares about are people and ethics. You see, ethics is a system of code, of moral philosophy for individuals or organizations. The ethical system, which was incorporated into our Constitution, was developed by the Western world over a period of time that spanned 1,000 to 2,000 years, thousands of years. The tremendous success enjoyed by the United States back then was a direct result of our ethical standards. If things were the way they're supposed to be, America would be the ideal to which other nations aspired. And frankly, there was a time in my life, I'll be 63 in a month, less than a month. I guess we're going to a final break. I hope we're going to finish getting all this out. Stay with us, won't you?
A pen is from heaven. You'll find your fortune. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You know, I can ill afford to waste a single second of this program tonight. As we discuss the reality is that this phenomenal success enjoyed by the United States was a direct result of our ethical standards. And if things were the way they were supposed to be, America would be as it once was, the ideal to which other nations aspired. And yet today everything has been turned upside down because a sinister force was present, all, and I will add, from the very beginning, which worked against the ideals which America claimed to stand for. Passage of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. Oh, that was a tremendous victory for these sinister forces, in case you remember the clueless majority. Wake up. Realize that their victory essentially undid our Revolutionary War. And yet the American tragedy pales in comparison to when these sinister forces established their new world order, which I believe has been around. The world is always evolving. But from that particular day forward, the dark side became in charge. We today live in a world where ethics are an anathema to those who lead us. Words such as truth and justice and honor, responsibility, fair play, the American way, etc., are nothing more than empty shells used to keep us fooled while they have their way with us. Presently, world population is at 7 billion people, and in the next 35 years, I pray God I'm not around to see it, that population is projected to skyrocket to 9 billion. And that means the survivability of human beings and the entire natural world is at risk. It's pretty frustrating, is it not? And yet the time to address these concerns was not today. It was decades ago, when the associated problems were not critical and possible solutions relatively easy to implement. But instead, we wasted time because the New World Order kept us diverted, doing things like fighting a couple of world wars and screwing around in Korea and Vietnam, coping with the Great Depression and now this modern-day situation. These New World Order extravaganzas, besides squandering the world's resources and causing the deaths of millions upon millions of innocent people, have wasted valuable, precious time. Now the New World Order has given us a perpetual war on terror, a permanent recession to keep us occupied, and if you think it ain't permanent, you got another thing coming. Nothing has changed, my friends, nor will it change. Because these unethical criminals care nothing about securing a sustainable future for mankind. Not for you, not for me, only themselves. They're only concerned with feathering their own nests and keeping us in a constant state of turmoil so we stay oblivious to what they're doing to us. Hey, tonight is episode 4 of American Idol. Better turn it on. It'll come up in about 2 hours. You see, simplistically, the legacy of the New World Order is one of lies and shame and dishonor and lawlessness and duplicity and immorality. They truly are a group of greedy criminals who should be in jail instead of running the world. Or my preference would be dangling at the end of the rope and leave them up in the town square to rot and stink so people can look and remember. Because, my friends, the price we pay because of these self-serving men goes far beyond money. Because their leadership has ensured that the future of mankind, if we survive at all, will be one of continued turmoil, misery, and destitution. Man says it's time for me to go. Words written tonight by the marvelous Alan Adash. I thank Alan for allowing me to share it with you. The good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. Take care of yourselves. Thanks for allowing me into your homes tonight. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
And I got you, yes, I got you, I got you, and all that jazz, and all that jazz.
Gold, ever climbing.